Welcome to episode 55. I'm Stuart McCullough. I'm the CEO of VHAA. And starting with this week's industrial roundup, and in particular with community health remains in an intense period of bargaining. With respect to allied health professionals, the parties went to conciliation at the Fair Work Commission, and there is now some facilitated interest-based bargaining for that agreement to occur. It'll be interesting to see how that process goes, but we think that that will be a useful means by which to continue bargaining for that group, given that there are a larger number of outstanding items for that agreement than for the other agreements, which are much closer to completion. With respect to health services, the ballot for the doctors agreement concludes on Friday the 23rd of March. We'll be announcing the result as soon as that is available. We are currently preparing some implementation material, and we will be planning for an EBA forum within the coming month. In terms of health and allied, VHAA hosted a security review reference group meeting on Friday the 15th of March to progress that process. On the 21st of March, VHAA hosted the monthly SDP PWG with the HWU and DHHS. For medical scientists, the medical scientists SDP PWG was conducted on the 20th of March with the MSCV and the department. For health professionals, on Thursday the 15th of March, VHAA hosted the Health Professionals Reference Group meeting. That group is continuing to work through some key implementation issues. And in terms of the maintenance agreement, we thank the members for returning the NERS, which have all been returned and are compliant, and also for confirming the distribution of the ballot materials and other associated materials to the maintenance staff in preparation for a ballot commencing on Friday the 6th of April. That ballot will be conducted by way of a show of hands. As always, our activities are summarised through the VHAA Community app. And that's it for this week's Industrial Roundup. Welcome to the weekly update, where we go in depth with a particular subject. And joining me for this week's discussion is industrial relations consultant Yvonne Erpus. Welcome, Yvonne.
Thank you, Stuart.
Yvonne, you know how this works. We have clue that suggests the subject for today's discussion. Would you be kind enough to reveal this week's clue?
Sure.
And for the benefit of those watching, could you, let's hold that up. For the benefit of those who are listening rather than watching this particular broadcast, could you describe the object?
It's an album. It's from the Tyroleans.
I think Tyroleans.
Oh, well, that's a bit hard. Tyroleans.
And based on that album cover and that particularly, I think, fetching picture, what would you say that the subject matter for this week's discussion is?
God, I have no idea as usual. No. None. Zero.
Not even prepared to have a guess.
No.
I like the fact that this guy is called Helmet, but this guy should be called Helmet, having regard for his appearance. These guys, the Tyroleans, were effectively the Belgian Bee Gees of their time.
Yeah.
They also performed at the Cuckoo Restaurant.
Did they?
They did. This object has no relation whatsoever to our subject for discussion.
Well, that's helpful.
Today. Public holidays. Mm-hmm. But I just really like the album.
And it's autographed, I see.
It is autographed, but it's possible that I did that myself.
Oh, there's your handwriting.
But moving on to public holidays.
Thank you. Okay.
And in particular, talking about the VHAA Bulletin for Public Holidays, mm-hmm. the most recent one, could you just describe a little bit about that particular public holiday bulletin?
Sure. On the 12th of February this year, Bulletin 2247 was sent out to members, and it outlines Easter and the upcoming public holidays.
So just in terms of the production of a bulletin like that, mm-hmm. what are the steps that lead up to its being issued?
Sure. So we draft it in-house, and then we send it on to members for their feedback as well as relevant unions. And then once that's complete, we then send it out to members.
So I think members may not be aware that that is the process, mm-hmm. that there is a process for quality assurance, which
yep.
involves a volunteer group of members, including payroll,
mm-hmm.
As well as providing it to each of the unions for their review.
Correct.
And comment
That's
ahead
right.
of it being
yep.
issued.
Mm-hmm.
And did we have any concerns raised by any of the unions when we issued the...
No, none.
Any responses?
They were all happy with the information provided, and yeah, it was positive feedback.
Terrific. And in terms of the particular public holidays that this bulletin covers, mm-hmm. which ones does it cover?
Okay, so it covers Labor Day, Good Friday, Easter Saturday, Easter Sunday, Easter Monday, and Anzac Day.
Okay, so that's a whole bunch the March, April period.
That's exactly right.
And I understand with that bulletin there is a link to the Matrix.
Correct.
So it's an interesting term, the Matrix. I remember that as a very difficult to watch film.
Me too.
Is the paper Matrix for public holidays any different?
No, it's just as complex. But I do like to print it out in A3 and colour, which makes it much easier to read and follow, particularly because this matrix contains Easter Saturday and Easter Sunday.
Okay, so it's a bigger matrix.
Huge.
Can we call those matrix sequels?
Yes.
So that's an important tip that we might highlight on the screen, which is to print big.
Yeah, print big, huge, print as big as you can.
And what does the Matrix try to capture?
It captures the Monday to Friday public holidays, and then there's a separate column for Easter Saturday and a separate column for Easter Sunday. And within those columns, you've got rostered to work and not rostered to work.
And in terms of the individual scenarios arising from the agreements, I think one of the great challenges that we have is that we have disparate provisions for public holidays mm-hmm. rather than consistent provisions. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be great to reduce the degree of difference over time as we move through bargaining. I think that should be one of our objectives. But in terms of the key provisions, say, in terms of rostered to work and what those columns represent.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there are two payment calculations for working on a public holiday. That is double time and double time and a half. The agreements that provide for a payment for double time and a half are as follows. Health professionals, including health professionals in community health, health and allied employees, including community health and mental health, management employees, including community health and mental health, medical specialists and doctors in training, medical scientists, pharmacists, psychologists, dietitians, working in community health only.
Community health only.
That's exactly right. Yep. Maintenance employees, SACs, and biomedical engineers.
I can't help but think that those words are appearing right in front of us on the screen.
Like magic.
Like magic.
Exactly. The agreements that provide for a payment of double time are as follows. General nurses and midwives, mental health nurses and PSOs, health professionals in mental health, and medical scientists, pharmacists, psychologists, dietitians, etc., working in public sector only.
So those people with an eye for detail will notice that there are some changes that have occurred, particularly the medical scientists one.
Correct.
Okay, and just to be clear that when we're talking about those entitlements, those are for people who are working on the day.
Exactly.
What about the entitlement for people who are, or are there any agreements that don't have a penalty for working on a public holiday?
Dentists, dental therapists, dental hygienists, oral health therapists, working in community health as well.
I guess it prompts the question, why?
I think it's because the agreements don't pick up on the fact that they're working on public holidays. Primarily, they don't work public holidays.
I think it doesn't contemplate that
Correct.
They would ever
yes,
work.
Yes, that's right.
I'm mindful that there is a provision under the Fair Work Act, mm-hmm. which talks about people have a right to refuse to work on a public holiday.
Indeed.
Or reasonably refuse, and some of the factors include whether or not they're getting a penalty.
That's right.
So the fact that there's not a penalty prescribed in the heightened circumstances that you were requiring someone to work on that day, thought perhaps would need to be given to what arrangement would apply.
That's right.
Perhaps in addition to what the
That's
agreements
right.
prescribe.
Yep, absolutely.
Is there any flexibility or element of choice as to how people are compensated for working on a public holiday?
Definitely. So say, for example, in the health professionals agreement, they can receive one day's pay and then they can elect to get either 1.5 days pay, 1.5 day as time in lieu, 1.5 day added to their annual leave, etc.
So you use the term elect.
Yes.
Whose election?
The employees.
So just to be clear, the employee has flexibility
yes.
as opposed to the employer determining
right.
it will only be done in
That's
one particular
right.
way.
Yep.
And is there a default in the event that an election is not made?
It would be paid.
So that's an example from the Allied Health Professionals Agreement. I take it that other agreements also have some flexibility in some instances?
Yes, they sure do, and it's outlined in the Matrix.
So go to the Matrix for additional
Absolutely.
Details where there are options for mm-hmm. flexibility.
Yep.
What about casuals who are working on a public holiday? Do they receive any additional benefit?
Some agreements provide for additional benefits, some do not. So the agreements that provide for 175% for working on a public holiday are as follows. Health professionals, including health professionals in community health and mental health, health and allied employees, including community health and mental health, management employees, including community health and mental health, and medical scientists, pharmacists, psychologists, dietitians, working in community health only.
Again, we've got our big flashing sign on the bottom, community health only.
That's right. And the agreements that provide for 1.25 times 2 and 1.25 times 2.5, so being 250% and 312.5% respectively, are as follows. General nurses and midwives, mental health nurses and PSOs, and medical scientists, pharmacists, psychologists, dietitians, etc., work in public sector.
So that's a change for the medical scientists.
Yes, that's right.
It's a relatively new change.
Yes, it is.
And there'll be there's a bulletin just drawing attention to that change.
Correct.
That's just been issued.
That's exactly right.
Just in terms of these other agreements, other agreements are also addressed in the matrix with respect to casuals working on public holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a column for each of those, say for the social and community services.
Yes, maintenance, biomedical engineers, etc. All the information is contained within the matrix.
So just for people who are coming to the matrix for the first time, mm-hmm. just trying to understand the difference between the columns. So we've got those people who are rostered to work, which we've just discussed, and then we've got the not rostered to work section.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of that section, we've got a couple of columns for the not rostered to work. Those are rostered to work but given the day off,
mm-hmm.
and then we've got all other full-time employees who are not rostered to work on a public holiday.
Mm-hmm.
So just starting with the first of those, that is rostered to work but are given the day off.
Yes, they receive one day's pay as they were rostered to work but not required to attend.
And so they would have worked, but for the fact that it's a public holiday.
That's right.
And where does that entitlement connect
to? That comes from section 116 of the National Employment Standards.
And in terms of those people, all other full-time employees, mm-hmm. Who are not rostered to work on a public holiday, presumably it might fall on a day that they don't ordinarily work.
Yes. Yes, they get the rostered day off benefit, being one times ordinary pay or 1.5 times ordinary pay, and they are as follows. So the agreements that allow for 1.5 days pay are health professionals, including health professionals in community health, health and allied employees, including community health and mental health, medical scientists, pharmacists, psychologists, dietitians working in community health only, and payment for 1 day's pay are general nurses and midwives, mental health nurses and PSOs, health professionals in mental health, medical specialists and doctors in training, management employees including community health and mental health, biomedical engineers and medical scientists, pharmacists, psychologists, dietitians, etc. working in public sector only.
I have to ask the question, so what do you think of the font?
Tiny.
Tiny?
Yeah.
I would like to mix up the font a little bit, perhaps a little bit of...
I think it's hard enough to read as it is. If I included a different font, it might challenge.
On the screen. I think on the screen we could have something like Sans Serif or just mix it up a little bit.
Maybe what about Wingdings?
Wingdings is a very popular favourite. And indeed, I think if we put it in Wingdings, that might add clarity, which is something that it can't often
be
said.
Well, why not? It's confusing anyway. Exactly.
Indeed. I think one of the things that people would appreciate some more detail on are pro-rata payments and to whom they apply.
Yes, definitely. So a pro-rata payment is for part-time employees, and they apply for when they are not rostered to work at the public holiday. So obviously if they're rostered to work, they get the appropriate benefit, but if they're not rostered to work, they usually get an average. So how that is worked out, for example, they 24 hours a week divided by 38, multiplied by the usual shift length, and you get 5.05 hours, and that is what's paid on the public holiday if they're rostered off.
So just to be clear, the 24 hours you refer to is an example of the number of part-time hours per
That's
week.
Right. Yep.
So if somebody's part-time hours were 18, you would
It would 18. Be 18 divided by 38.
And which agreements does that pro-rata approach apply to?
Certainly. That applies to nurses and mental health nurses, medical scientists, pharmacists, psychologists, dietitians, including community health, and biomedical engineers.
So that leads to the question, do all part-time employees who are not rostered to work receive a pro-rata payment?
That's correct, yes. So you could never work the day and still be entitled to a pro-rata benefit.
Under all agreements or just those agreements?
Those agreements that I just outlined.
Those agreements only. So which employees, where an employee has worked 50% or more of that day over the past 6 months,
mm-hmm.
do they receive a benefit for a public holiday?
Yes.
And how is that calculated?
Yep, there are certain agreements that do pick that up, and they are as follows. Health and allied, including community health and mental health, they receive 1.5 days pay based on if the employer has worked 50% or more of the day over the past 6 months, and employees who receive 1 day's pay if the employee has worked 50% or more of that day over the past 6 months are management employees, including community health and mental health, and health professionals working in community health.
So just in terms of that 50% formula, really that's a means by which to test or determine that somebody who doesn't have fixed days,
yeah,
whether
ordinarily.
They, whether they can be treated as having ordinarily worked
Correct.
On that day.
That's right.
Yep. So it's just a mechanism by which to test that.
That's right.
What about, are there any agreements that don't have clarity on that question?
Yes, there is health professionals, including mental health. There is no clear guidelines. However, we do suggest that you use the 50% rule, and they would receive 1.5 days pay based on if they've worked 50% or more of that day over the past 6 months.
So the matrix has a lot more details, but it also crucially what it does have is it refers to the clause references.
Exactly, that's very
handy.
So it
takes you back to the agreement.
Yep, absolutely.
So what are some of the common questions that arise with respect to public holidays and say how that interacts with something like sick leave?
Sure. If an employee was to fall sick on a public holiday, they would be paid public holiday, not sick leave. And this stems from Section 98 of the National Employment Standards.
So Section 98 of the National Employment Standards basically sets a rule.
That's right.
That if you are sick on a public holiday, you're paid it as a public holiday,
yes,
not as sick leave.
That's right. Yep.
What about annual leave? That's the next obvious question.
Yeah, sure. So if a public holiday falls during a period of their annual leave, they are taken not to be on annual leave for that day and paid public holiday instead.
There are a couple of particular things to cover so far as Easter is concerned.
Indeed.
And just starting with Easter Saturday, which is something that is been in place for our sector for a long period of time, but it's out of kilter, I guess, with the rest of the community.
Yeah.
We've long had an Easter Saturday provision.
Yep.
By the same token, health services and community health have traditionally had more flexible operating hours than the rest of the community,
mm-hmm,
although the community has caught up over time. But just to go through the Easter Saturday entitlement, if you could.
Yeah, of course. So Easter Saturday, if they work on Easter Saturday, it's no different to any other public holiday. It's quite straightforward. It's when they're not rostered to work that actually brings up a little bit of confusion, because it could apply, say, for example, if they work Monday to Friday, they get an extra day's pay for a day that they would never work.
In some agreements.
In some agreements, and they are as follows. So Monday to Friday, full-time or part-time employees who have an entitlement to Easter Saturday are health professionals, including health professionals in community health and mental health, health and allied, including community health and mental health, management employees, including community health and mental health, medical scientists, pharmacists, psychologists, dietitians, etc., in community health only, maintenance employees, which include National Joinery, Metal Industries, Plumbing, full-time only, SACS and biomedical engineers. Monday to Friday, full-time or part-time employees who do not have an Easter Saturday entitlement are general nurses and midwives, mental health nurses and PSOs, medical specialists and doctors in training, medical scientists, pharmacists, psychologists and dietitians, etc., dentists, dental therapists, dental hygienists and oral health therapists, including those working in community health, and maintenance employees, plumbing, part-time only.
So those are the entitlements with respect to Easter Saturday.
That's right.
Perhaps the then very obvious question is to ask about Easter Sunday,
sure,
which is a relatively new addition to our public holiday matrix and landscape.
It is.
What has changed with regards to the Easter Sunday?
Yep. On the 17th of February 2015, the Victorian government declared Easter Sunday as a public holiday.
Now, was that the only additional public holiday that was identified?
Yes.
Are there other additional public holidays that have been added over the last couple of years?
Yes, that would be grand final leave.
And is it? And so that's a public holiday the day before the grand final?
That's right.
Do you think it's likely that there'll be other public holidays to recognise perhaps less popular sports?
As in?
Darts.
Perhaps.
I think the campaign should start here.
Okay.
But coming
what
back
sport?
To darts, MMA, that kind of thing.
All right.
Perhaps those two sports combined, ideally. Coming back to Easter Sunday, though. Coming back to Easter Sunday and the introduction of that, how does that work under the agreements?
Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday is a lot more simpler than Easter Saturday. Easter Saturday is more complex in that it is addressed specifically in the agreements. However, Easter Sunday is just a normal public holiday falling on a weekend.
So regular rules apply rather than special rules
exactly.
for Easter Sunday.
Exactly. So the agreements attract the following payments. Monday to Friday, full-time or part-time employees who have an Easter Saturday entitlement. That means that they must work every day, Monday through to Friday. Health and allied, including community health and mental health, full-time only. Part-timers must satisfy the 50% rule. Management and employees, including community health and mental health, full-time only. Part-time must satisfy the 50% rule. Medical scientists, pharmacists, psychologists, dietitians, etc. in community health only, full-time only. Part-time will receive a pro-rata payment. Biomedical engineers, part-time only, will receive a pro-rata benefit. Mental health nurses and PSOs, part-time only, will receive a pro-rata benefit. Monday to Friday, full-time or part-time employees who do not have an Easter Sunday entitlement, health professionals, including health professionals in community health and mental health, general nurses and midwives, medical specialists and doctors in training, medical scientists, pharmacists, psychologists and dietitians, etc., dentists, dental therapists, dental hygienists and oral health therapists, including those working in community health, maintenance employees, SACs, biomedical engineers full-time only, and mental health nurses and PSOs full-time only.
I'll admit when we started this discussion, I was worried it might be complex. But,
do you think?
I do think.
And now you're sure?
It's very helpful information, I must say, but it doesn't quite get me ready for a public holiday. The thing that really helps me prepare for a public holiday is music.
Oh.
So I'd like to thank you for taking us through the public holiday matrix, Yvonne. And perhaps we'll go out with a little bit of music from the Tyrolians and a feast of music song, yodel and dance.
Perfect.
I'm not really sure how they capture the dance on a record, but I'm sure people can make up their own mind.
Sure.
That's Helmut, Rudy and Hans.
And Stuart, thank you for introducing us to the Tyrolians, a band that I could barely pronounce.
You are very welcome.